My name is Steve Johnson. We're here at Epping Forest Road in the neighborhood of Safern. The Kings of Crownsville is the band. We put out a CD just recently called A Person Like You. We actually recorded it here in Annapolis at ADAC Productions on West Street. I did an album many years ago with Shansay, not in that building, but with Shansay Wilkerson. He's the owner and the engineer. We went there for close to a year recording this CD.
I sailed my ship across the sea. From Baltimore to Mozambique. Weighed anchor in the port of Singapore. Across the Pacific to the coast of Ecuador. But I have never, never met a person like you.
My name is David Vermette. I'm the bass player in Kings of Crownsville and also a singer and occasional songwriter. I'm the new guy in the band. I've been in the band for only 6 years now. I'm perpetually the little brother in the bands that I'm in because I'm under the age of Methuselah, which makes me the little brother in this ensemble. I did contribute one song to our latest CD, A Person Like You. It's called Play Some Music and Go Home, which is the last tune on the record. We're very happy to have a professional production of our music with this particular configuration of the band. I have a master's degree from the New England Conservatory of Music, so I'm a conservatory-trained musician, quote-unquote. That doesn't really mean a lot. It means that I started out in a garage band, and then I got into jazz, and I wanted to learn some more about jazz, so I studied with some great teachers like bass player Cecil McBee and pianist Rand Blake. I might also mention that I'm the author of a book called A Distinct Alien Race, which is a history book. People can Google my name, David Vermette, and the title, A Distinct Alien Race, and they will learn more about it. So when I'm not being a musician, I'm a writer.
Hello, I'm Ed Justice. I play trumpet and sing and also a little auxiliary percussion. I've been playing in the band a little longer than Mike. I've been in the band about 7.5 years. I've been playing trumpet since I was in elementary school. I was actually a music major for a short time and looked around and musicians weren't making enough money, so I changed my major. But that's what I do. And I've contributed a lot to the horn arrangements of the band, too. I'm a financial analyst. I was working for the federal government, but I'm retired now.
Hi, I'm Jim Taverner. I play trumpet, trombone, congas, and other things, and do some backup vocals for the band. I've been here since, I guess 8 years now. I started on trumpet, so in the original band just had a single trombone player, and he brought me in, and then he left, so I moved over to trombone. We all participate in all the arrangements. The horn arrangements are mainly Ed's. I help. I generally will play the or sing the voice that's left over, the fifth voice, either the very high falsetto or the bass.
Good morning, I'm Mike McCormick. I've, in this configuration, been in the band the longest, I guess, which is nearly 10 years. Everybody else who was in the band when I joined left pretty quickly, so maybe I'm responsible for this current configuration of the band, if Steve would agree with that. I play keyboards and love to sing a few leads. We do a lot of vocal harmony in the group, which I really love. A fun part of what we do with all this original music is come up with the harmony parts and how it's all going to work, and I really enjoy that.
My name is Rob Kreff. I'm the drummer for the band. I joined, I think, about a month or so after Mike did, other than Steve, the second longest person in the band, particular configuration. I'm probably the only one here who doesn't sing, but that's for the benefit of all. There's a reason I play the drums. I guess you've got to stick with what you know. Right now, I'm a research scientist. I started off in life wanting to be a musician, and I went to music school for a year. Didn't really like music school, so I sort of wandered aimlessly around and tried a bunch of different things for about 10 or 12 years. Finally went back to college, and here I am now. Thank you.
walking in the pouring rain. This night is like a ball and chain, and it's strange what can happen to you. This life is just a tune on a fiddle, a big donut with a hole in the middle. My whole world's starting to turn Picasso blue. Because my baby's lost her dancing shoes. She says her dancing days are through. Some say that I'm just getting old, but I still got this story to be told about my baby's dancing shoes. I remember when the music played, my baby used to dance the night away. It was a backbeat ballet. All the ladies used to cast a spell in the ballroom of the Belvedere Hotel. All the pretty little mademoiselles.
Well, I think what's unique about the band is the way the arrangements are done cooperatively. So when Steve comes in with a song, he's basically playing and singing the song and playing it on the guitar, and then everybody adds their bit to it. So we even change the feels of the song sometimes. We'll move a part. We'll say the bridge works better there, or maybe the piano solo should be here. So I really enjoy the arranging in the band. In terms of my role as a bass player, I find it very creative because the band is somewhere between a roots rock band and a jazz band. It has jazz-like soloing in it. I think somebody joining this band would be required to have some jazz chops. Kind of sits between musical styles in a way I find really interesting and challenging. Dancing at the Belvedere. It's got some walking bass parts in it. It's got some parts in it that are a little bit like a Beatles type of bass part, like a Paul McCartney kind of a bass part. And I just think that the arrangement flows very naturally. And I think it takes advantage of some of the things that I do well, like constructing a walking bass line and that kind of thing.
One of the things I love about this band is the horns are an integral part. They're not just an added-on piece. And as Dave said, we get to participate in the arrangement, so it's a collaborative, cooperative process. Occasionally, I go off and write something at home and bring it in, and you know, it never survives the interaction unchanged. It always gets changed, and always for the better. As I said, I was a music major for a short time. I didn't ever graduate, never got a degree, but I've always been interested with the music arranging software that's around these days. It's actually much easier to arrange things than it used to be. You used to have to hear it in your head and write it down. Now you can write it on the computer screen and listen to it instead of play it back, so that's a lot easier. But I also do horn arrangements for a couple of other groups that I'm in. So a good example of call and response would be Modern Life, where the horns have this lick that keeps repeating through the whole piece again and again, and it's just like the interlude between each of the verses that turns into a solo in the middle that kind of gets the two horns together into this big crescendo, and then we go right back to the band singing the verses. That's a good example of call and response. And almost every piece has solos, whether it's, you know, the horns or the piano or the bass or guitar or whoever. They all do solos. I can't think of a song we don't have a solo, at least one in.
We both play trumpet, and we both are part of a big band that's in the area, too, and that's why we met 35 years ago. We've been friends a long. Generally, I stay on trombone because it just sounds better for most of our music, but we do have one or two songs where it's a mariachi kind of sound, and that's Modern Life.
It lifts me up from the sofa.
That's the life that's in her eyes.
And suddenly I feel fine.
That's the light, that's the life.
Oh. I was a child, running loose and wild. In my early years, back in Mississippi, yeah, I used to feel so free, playing beneath the pecan trees. And I wondered what them years have done to me. You may think I'm foolish and silly, but I'm getting mighty tired of this overcrowded city. I think I'm gonna build myself a boat.
Build a boat.
Make sure that boat can float. Let the Mississippi take me home.
I went to school in first grade, second grade, third grade in New Orleans. I was born in Jackson, and we moved over to New Orleans before we moved up to New York State. But my first coming to life memories were in New Orleans. I remember pulling over a gas station in a 1953 Ford station wagon and hearing You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog in the bayou of Louisiana. I have a memory of that in my head. And that was Elvis. And my mom was in the front seat digging it. And I remember going to Mardi Gras as a little kid, which you can only imagine how wild that must have been. All that sort of got inside of me. And then I went and played music most of my adult life with different bands. And then around the 90s, I just didn't like what was going on musically. So I started listening to a lot of Louis Armstrong. And his phrasing when he's singing, I mean, I think a lot of people learn from Louis Armstrong about how to do music. Crazy. I don't know if it's a New Orleans thing. I don't know if it was just traditional jazz that I fell in love with. But it was all day long, 24/7, all week long. And I did that for a couple of years. Kind of drove people crazy. But I was totally into it. So then I started a band called Body and Soul, which had Robin Young in it, who I think you know. She was a violin player and a bass player, and myself. It was a very sparse band, and I started writing this kind of stuff for that band. And then that band ran out. Robin moved to Ohio, and I started this one in about 2005. At first, I just wanted to have music in the house, so I just invited musicians that I knew. And I had this orientation, you know, musically where I wanted to go, so I got people that could play that kind of stuff. We were together for about 4 or 5 years, and then there were some young players, and they got families and got kids. This is my dog walking by right now. So they left, and then I started picking up. He usually has a lot to say.
Build a boat.
Make sure that boat can float. And let the Mississippi take me home.
They left, and I started looking around, picked up these guys. And we've been together since, I think, 2008.
Yeah. My hands feel like the bark off a pecan tree. Yeah, I'm working dawn to dusk.
Dawn to dusk.
Doing what a good man must. Those pecan trees are just a memory.
I think these songs here, I started out writing songs for myself. Eventually, it got so that I just started writing for the band. And they go through all different kinds of styles. Because really, we're coming from all different directions musically. And everybody's bringing it in here. If you listen to A Person Like You, which starts out very slow, it's the first song on the album. In the middle of it, there is a piece that Ed wrote that it sounds very much like traditional jazz. And that's the same case with Beneath the Pecan Tree. The music moves toward a crescendo, and then it, boom, blows the roof off. And then it comes back down again, which we like to do. We like to get a lot of dynamics, because with horns, you got to be careful that you're just not frying everybody. Everybody's backed off because of the horns. So we like to have the dynamics low, 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 and then boom, then explode it with the horns. I mean, if you're going full tilt all the time, people are going to turn their ears off. The idea is to invite them into the music, and then you open the door up and let it go. Go to another extreme, we'll talk about La-Di-Da Tune, which is just a ridiculous song, basically, with ridiculous lyrics, bringing up references to Godzilla and my dog and recycling and trash bags and everything else. But it's a sing-along song because we have a lot of vocals, and I think people like to hear that, and we see people out in the audience singing along with us anyway, so we invite people to sing this song, and I think you were there at 49 West. When you get a whole crowd of people singing this ridiculous thing, it's a lot of fun, actually. It's about dark times, but because it's so ridiculous and everybody's singing it together, we kind of lighten up. Writing songs for me, I don't know about David, but for me, it's always starts with the music. So I had this melody that was a little too saccharine, so I thought, I gotta put a heavy dose of irony into this thing. So you have saccharine music and a lot of ironic lyrics, and that's what I think kind of makes it funny.
Ben.
You want us to sing the chorus now?
Yeah, I was thinking that, yeah.
Okay. Right, now, you're gonna have to let us practice this, because I got a donut in my mouth. Why you wearing that frown? The sun's coming up and the sun's going down. Instead of all this gloom, you gotta start singing a la-di-da tune. Let's do it again. Why you?
I need a verse. Start on the, just play half a verse and then get into it.
My dog is out walking. My dog is out barking. Again at the neighbors. I forgot to put the garbage in separate containers. I woke up this morning looking like a stoned raccoon. I gotta start singing some la-di-da tune. Why you wearing that frown? The sun's coming up and the sun's going down. Instead of all this gloom, gotta start singing a la-di-da tune, la-di-da.
I can't hit that note at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sorry. I just can't do it.
Why you wearing that frown? The sun's coming up and the sun's going down. Instead of all this gloom, you gotta start singing a la-di-da. This world is an accident that's already happened.
La-di-da.
That was written on a wall down in Lower Manhattan.
La-di-da.
So if your mind is about to go boom, you gotta start singing some la-di-da tune, la-di-da. La-di-da. A very nice day.